30 years ago by rolling her car into a South Carolina lake with them inside, was denied parole today.
Susan Smith is denied parole. The vote is unanimous.
Smith made a tearful plea for her release.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I know that's not enough. I know it's not, but I don't know. I know those just sound like words, but they come from my heart. They really do.
She claimed at the time she had been carjacked. Donald Trump's choice to be attorney general has been on Capitol Hill today, meeting with lawmakers, some of whom may be skeptical about his chances because of the House ethics investigation. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Pivotal day for Matt Gaetz's future, an inflection point, not just because he's taking these meetings amid concern from both parties about what is in that House ethics investigation of Gaetz, but the House ethics committee that produced that report is meeting and potentially having a vote to decide whether to release that report publicly.
At least two deaths are being blamed on the powerful storm pounding the Pacific Northwest. Washington State has been hard hit. More than 500,000 people are without power. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
We'll see very heavy rainfall. In fact, some places could pick up 10 to 15 inches of rain. In Northern California, we might even see 20 inches of rain. And this is just over the matter of a couple of days.
Thousands of healthcare workers are walking off the job at University of California hospitals. Matt Bigler has that story.
So we are striking against the University of California's unfair labor practices.
Pharmacist Matias Campos says they've been negotiating with the UC system for months and are now working without a contract. The main sticking points, better pay and chronic understaffing.
We're overworked, we're understaffed, and patients want to get care here. So the volume of patients that we're seeing is increasing.
The two-day strike affects all 10 UC campuses and 5 medical centers. UC officials say they're working to mitigate potential impacts on patient care. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The U.S. Embassy in Kiev will reopen tomorrow, a day after it was closed due to the threat of an attack in the Ukrainian capital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features 4 candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at 5-serve form. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball. Number 15th ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Currently, it's 44.
Rolling Stones, Time Is On My Side on WRJN, a song originally recorded by jazz trombonist Kai Winding and his orchestra. It was mostly instrumental, but the first vocal version was recorded by the New Orleans soul singer Irma Thomas in June of 1964. The Rolling Stones released their version later that year.
Time! Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She went waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek, that trickle from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Stuart, I think I have one crime that you and I and pretty much everybody else in America has committed.
Jaywalking.
Oh, jaywalking. That's a good one. That's not the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
I was thinking of speeding.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're right. Everybody's gone at least one over.
A new research study from Purdue University surveyed nearly 1,000 motorists and asked about speed limits and driving habits. Researchers found that many drivers are cynical about the safety benefits of driving within the speed limits, and many think they can drive safely while speeding as long as they won't get caught. More than a third of all drivers, listen to this, more than a third of all drivers in the survey thought it was safe to drive 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. Crazy, right?
Well, I guess if you're heading into Chicago, that's you're just trying to keep up at that point.
Well, there
there's an element of speeding just so you're not in the middle of traffic and everybody's blowing by
and you. And somebody's going to be right on your tail. Yeah.
Even in the far right lane.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But 20 miles over the speed limit. By the way, did you ever drive on the Autobahn?
Never.
Oh, that'd be fun. Is that fun? That is a lot of fun.
I have been on the Eisenhower. I mean, probably close, but not gone those speeds.
Nope, not the same thing. Oh, and here's me. I didn't silence my phone, so it's dinging as we talk here. The Autobahn. I highly recommend if you get a chance sometime.
Well, and I like the thought that if you're not passing somebody, stay in the right. And I think there needs to be more of a focus on that here in America. If you're not passing somebody, you stay in that right lane.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is a German national. He grew up in Germany, and he calls it overtaking. He says, yeah, if you're not overtaking, then you stay in the right lane. Absolutely.
Do it with the accent.
I'm not going to go there.
You're not overtaking.
All right, I'm glad you did it and not me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, there's my friend Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Cause I'm
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I hate to say it, but there is a chance of rain and maybe even some snow showers tonight. Cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow, rain possibly mixed with snow showers. Cloudy and a high of 41.
Oh, sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online, WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. With a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow, the first snow of the season comes at the right time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
This week in Wisconsin, it's Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing, because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly, and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For those not getting ready, the gun deer season starts Saturday. The DNR is offering reminders about safety during the 9-day run. A statement says this year they'll be strictly enforcing the requirement that hunters wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink clothing above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Currently, it's 44.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Says here, scientists say early humans had a healthy appetite for antelope brains. Hello, Chipotle. Are you paying attention? We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN. WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? This is just a random piece of information for you and your friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is a square mile of Earth can be home to approximately 32,000 worms. So it's like a muddy city under the grass, if you think about it. Worms do an important job when they move around. They loosen the soil and help get it oxygen. So thanks, worms.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli, signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries, a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Where I wanna go.
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hints, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not afraid to
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It was a case that took center